The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and Mrs. Wax, recorded July 5, 1975, in Chicago, Illinois.
What is that?
This is the article that Mrs. Wax published in Harper's. It's one of the big national magazines. About Gurukula.
Oh.
It's nicely written.
We want to raise first-class man. Try to understand. The present society, we are creating fourth-class man. Therefore, we are not in very happy condition. We want to raise the fourth-class man to first-class man. First-class man means with qualification, who can control the mind, control the senses, always very clean and truthful, very simple, full of all kinds of knowledge, practical application in life, then to have full knowledge of God. These are the characteristics of first-class man. So, at the present moment, everyone is a fourth-class man. So we want to get some first-class man. That is required. Because there is no ideal first-class man. Therefore, people are becoming full of crimes. You have seen the article in the Time, crime, why and what to do. That is the concern of the materialistic society. So, we are trying to raise a group of men who will be ideal. Just like our devotees, will find their characters different from all others. At least in your country, they do not have illicit sex, they do not eat meat, they do not have any intoxication, even smoking or taking tea. They do not indulge in gambling. They chant holy name of God, live very simple life. So we are creating first-class men. There is need. It is not that everyone will become first-class men, but at least a section of man must be first-class, so that others can see that what is the ideal character of man. So this Gurukul means from the childhood age we are training them, so that in future it will be easier. That is the purpose of Gurukul.
The four natural divisions, I understand that in Vrindavan that will be an example to American society. How can the four natural divisions of man be translated into American society?
It has to be. If you don't, then you must suffer with all these criminals. That is natural. Just like in your body, there is head, and there is arm, and there is belly, and there is leg. The head is the most important part. Why? Why not all legs? Why there are different divisions? Similarly, in the human society, if you want to make it perfect, there must be head, there must be arms, there must be belly, there must be leg. So, leg can walk, but leg cannot do the work of brain. So at the present moment, we have got all walking men, no brain. Therefore, the society is in chaotic condition. There is no brain in the society. That is the defect of modern civilization. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is stated, Chatudvarnam Maya System Guna Karma Vibhagas. According to quality and what, there are four divisions. You can push it back. Four divisions. So, similarly, four divisions must be there. A group of men, first class. A group of men, administrator. A group of men, food producer. And a group of men, general worker. So, the brain is the chief. If your body, there are other parts, but if your head is cut off, then what is the use of other parts? If your hand is cut off, you can live. If your leg is cut off, you can live. But if your head is cut off, then finish. So that is lacking in the present society. No brain, how to guide? So that whole human, if the brain is there, then it can guide. It can ask the hand to work in a certain way, the leg to work in a certain way, to eat in a certain way. Then the health of the whole body will be quite competent. But if there is no brain, then everything, just like a man becomes mad when the brain is not working.
Decide what the propensities are, Prabhupada.
Who is to decide whether a person is first class, they are a Brahmin, or whether he is a Kshatriya Vaishya?
The book of knowledge, you can read Bhagavad Gita. Find out, Sama Dama Tidikha.
Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, wisdom, knowledge, and religiousness. These are the qualities by which a Brahman
works. This is first class. Now, sama dama. Sama means controlling the mind. Mind is always peaceful. You can train, then controlling the senses. Then truthful, then full of knowledge, practical application of knowledge in life. These are the qualifications of first class. Everything is there. If you train a boy to become first-class man, he can become first-class man. If you don't train, then he will become a debauchee, criminal, disturbing. So we are training in the Gurukul to become first-class man. This is our idea. unless in the society an ideal first-class man, then how one will become or follow the ideal? There is no ideal. Now, what is the idea of first-class man now? Can I ask you? What is your idea of first-class man? Whom do you call first-class man?
Do you know any
first-class man? I can't find any in society.
That is the defect. You have no idea who is first-class man. Everyone is drunkard, everyone is smoker, everyone is gambler, everyone is illicit sex. Where is first class man? So, in the absence of first class man, there must be criminals. So there is a need of first class man. First class man and second class man. Third class, fourth class, fifth class, they are automatically there. So at the present moment, fourth class, fifth class man. Third class is also very scarcely found, and there is no question of first class, second class. But as in the full body, we require brain, we require arm, we require belly, we require leg, everything is required for different purposes of work. But at the present moment, there is no place for the first class. When we ask our students that you become free from all these four classes of sinful activity, no illicit sex, no meat eating, people laugh, oh, why you are asking? They do not know what is the ideal man. They think illicit sex, what is wrong there? Meat eating, what is wrong there? They do not know what is right and wrong. They were all four classes. They cannot understand even what is the value of these things. You cannot be happy with fourth class men. At least there must be a section, first class men. That we are trying to create a first class man from this group.
The 10-year-old boys who left Gurukul and went to Vrindavan and then went to Mayapur, what will they? They will be trained in the divisions there? And
well, that is the ideal. To mind, complete the control, senses, completely controlled, truthful, simple life. In this way, they will be trained up gradually. And we have got 100 books like that. If they read all these books, and if they are trained up in their character, then they will be in future first class.
Would you comment on the current political situation in India, what's happening right now?
Yes, that will happen everywhere, because there is no first-class man.
So it doesn't matter if Narayan is successful, none of them are first-class people.
They are politicians. That also, all of them are fourth-class men. The fighting is between two sections of fourth class. They do not know what is first class. Although the Bhagavad Gita is there, They do not know. Neither do they care. Just like I was telling, when we propose that no illicit sex, no meat eating, they laugh. What is that? But when they are put into trouble, they say, what to do? When there is crying, they say, what to do? They do not know how to tackle the situation. Because they are all third class, fourth class men. They do not know. They become disappointed.
I realize that they're all considered spirit souls, but can a woman be first class?
Anyone can become first class.
The Dharma does not...
Woman can become first class if she is chaste and very much attached to husband. And if the husband is first class, she becomes first class. Because woman's duty is to follow husband. So, if the husband is first class, the wife is first class. If she sticks to the husband.
But she can never be first class unless she has a first class.
No, she is first class by following faithfully husband. And if the husband is first class, then woman is.
Could a woman be a temple president?
Yes, why not?
Glad to hear it.
But because women are less intelligent, they should remain dependent on first-class father, first-class husband, and first-class son. Then she is first-class. That is the injunction. Woman should remain dependent in childhood upon first-class father, in youthhood upon first-class husband, and in old age upon first-class son. Woman is never independent. If she becomes independent, her life is not very good. She must agree to remain dependent on first-class father, first-class husband, and first-class son. Three stages.
She must become dependent on her son because her husband would ideally become a sannyasi, is that?
Yes. You'll find that Kapildeva is instructing mother, the picture you can see. You see the picture in the cover? The first class son is instructing mother. Her husband has taken sannyas and gone out. The son, first class son, is instructing mother. That is the book. You will find full instruction to the mother. You can read one of the passages. You can read Nitai, what he is instructing to his mother. The mother is questioning and son is answering. Mother, first of all, inquired? No. Devahuti. The mother's name is Devahuti. And the son is celebrated as son of Devahuti. The son is famous with the mother's name. And mother is taking instruction from the son. This is ideal society.
Devahutir Huvacha Nirvinna Nitaram Bhuman Asarindriya Tarshana Yena Sambhavyamanena Prapannantham Tamak Prabho. Devahuti said, I am very sick of the disturbance of my material senses. For because of this sense disturbance, my Lord, I have fallen into the abyss of ignorance.
There is no purpose.
Here the word asat indriya tarshanat is significant. Asat means impermanent, temporary, and indriya means senses. This asat indriya tarshanat means from being agitated by the temporary, by the temporarily manifest senses of the material body. We are evolving through different statuses of material bodily existence, sometimes in a human body, sometimes in an animal body. And therefore, the engagements of our material senses are also changing. Anything which changes is called temporary or asat. We should know that beyond these temporary senses are our permanent senses, which are now covered by the material body. The permanent senses, being contaminated by matter, are not acting properly. Devotional service, therefore, involves freeing the senses from this contamination. When the contamination is completely removed and the senses act in the purity of unalloyed Krishna consciousness, then we have reached the sad-indriya, or eternal sense activities. Eternal sensual activities are called devotional service, whereas temporary sensual activities are called sense gratification. Unless one becomes tired of material sense gratification, there is no opportunity to hear transcendental messages from a person like Kapila. Devahuti expressed that she was tired. Now that her husband had left home, she wanted to get relief by hearing the instructions of Lord Kapila.
So this full book is the answer and question between mother and son. So, although she is mother, she has given birth to the child, but she has become now dependent on the child for good instruction. This is ideal society.
Thank you for answering my question.
Right. In the Shastra it is said, unless you can create first-class man, don't beget children. Pita nasasyat, janani nasasya, guru nasasya, namo chayedya samapita mritya. It is the duty of the father to raise his children first-class. Otherwise, he should not become a child. That is contraceptive. Just like Vasudeva and Devaki, formerly they were Vasus, and they were asked by Brahma to create progeny. So the husband and wife, they practiced austerity very severely. So then God appeared before them, what do you want? They said that we can enter into family life provided you become our son. No, if we get a son like you, God said, where is second person like me, so I shall become your son. Then, the next life, Devaki got Krishna as his child. So, every father and mother should take this vow that unless our children become first class, you don't want children. This is the idea. What is the use of begetting cats and dogs? You must have first class children. That requires tapasya. At least we should follow the standard how to raise our children to become first class. There is no conundrum. You can get on the last. At the present moment, people cannot understand even that there is life after death. Most people. There is life after death, they cannot understand. Even big, big professors, big, big learned scholars, everyone is thinking this body is accidental, and when the body will be finished, everything is finished. That is the general understanding. But Bhagavad Gita, you read, it is said, Nahanate Hannamani Sarini. After the destruction of the body, the soul is not destroyed. Vasaṃsi cinnāni yathā vihāya navāni anyāni vihātya parāni. Just like when our dress becomes old enough not to be used, then we accept another dress. Similarly, when this body is old enough, not workable, then he accepts another body. These things are there, but who is trying to understand? At least all our Indians, those who are born in India, where from Bhagavad Gita has come out, at least they should understand. But they are not understanding. They are interpreting Bhagavad Gita in their own way. This is difficult. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. And people are taking advantage of that. So first-class man, he knows what is Bhagavad Gita and tries to apply the teachings in practical life. Then he becomes first-class. In the Bhagavad Gita you will find first-class eating, first-class life, second-class eating, second-class life, then everything is there. So people should be trained up. Economic question that is explained in the Bhagavad Gita, Annad Bhavanti Bhutani. You produce food then, Anna, sufficiently. So there is immense land still, say in America. So much land is without any utilization. In Africa, in Australia, they are not being properly utilized. People are complaining overpopulation. Now, countries which are overpopulated, they are not allowed to utilize the vacant land. Like that, people are being trained how to put bhaje, how to produce food there. They are being trained our technology to produce motor tire. And nobody is interested to produce food there. So, without taking food grains, they are killing animals and they are eating shortcut. They do not know killing of animals is sinful activity. This is it. Man is advanced. He can grow food. This killing of animals is for the non-civilized society. They do not know how to grow food. They were killing animals. When man is advanced in knowledge, in education, why they should kill? Especially in America, we see so many nice foodstuffs, fruits, grains, milk, and from milk you can get hundreds of nice preparations, all nutritious. In our New Vrindavan, we are doing that. Ramji, Pera, Bharti, there are other farmers that are surprised that from milk such nice preparation can be put there. So instead of teaching them, you Indian, you know how to utilize milk and prepare so many nice preparations. You are learning how to eat meat. Why? So, if you forget your culture, and if you become victimized, that is your fault. You should teach them how to utilize milk. And if the cows are kept jubilant, they will deliver double milk. They know we shall be killed. They are always depressed. Therefore milk is not properly supplied. So, that is stated in the Bhagavad, Srimad Bhagavatam, that during Maharaj Yudhishthira's time, the cows were so jubilant that milk was dropping from the milk bag, so much so that the pasturing ground became muddy with milk. So if you keep killing of cows, means utilizing the blood in different form. The milk is also another transformation of the blood. So if you take milk sufficiently and prepare nice foodstuff, then it is equally beneficial, like the meat, from health point of view. But one must know the law that keep the cow living at the same time be benefited by the blood. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita you will find this word, Kisi Goraksha. Goraksha. This animal has to be protected. Not other animals, it is mentioned. Go, cow. So those who are meat eaters, they can eat non-important animals. But cows should be given protection. This is insane. But in the Western country, the cows are specially being killed. Now the reaction is war, crime. And they are now repentant. And they will have to repent more and more.
The wars and the crime are a direct result of the cow slaughter.
Hmm?
The wars and the crime are a direct result of the cow
slaughter. It is a wholesale reaction. All these crises are taking place. That's killing their own child. Own child means that child is criminal. Therefore, it is being killed within the womb. Nature will take action. Pratitekhiramanani gunai karmani sarvas. You are not independent. So if you walk independently, then you'll have to suffer. The law of nature is there. You cannot avoid it. If you infect some disease, you must suffer from the disease. You cannot avoid it. This is the law of nature. Law of nature is working in such a way that as you are infecting, karanam gunasanga sya sada sat janma jonisu, find out this one. Why there are varieties of life? One is tree, one is cat, one is dog, one is human being, one is blind, one is lame, one is educated, one is foolish. Why? Why the difference, varieties? And that is the answer in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam gunasangas. As you are infecting the modes of material nature, you are getting your birth. Otherwise, how you can explain? By nature there are so many varieties of life. 8,400,000 species of
you mentioned several times that those persons who are guilty of abortion, then they also enter a womb and never leave it alive. They're also killed within the womb.
Yeah. That means that child is killed, means it must take another birth. Again in the womb, it will be killed. Again another womb. This is going on. Mura janmani janmani. It is stated in Bhagavad. Birth after birth, they will be put into the dark place of life.
Purusha prakriti sto hi bhunte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangasya sarasad yona janmasu. The living entity in material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species.
Part.
This verse is very important for an understanding of how the living entities transmigrate from one body to another. It is explained in the second chapter that the living entity is transmigrating from one body to another just as one changes dress. This change of dress is due to his attachment to material existence. As long as he is captivated by this false manifestation, he has to continue transmigrating from one body to another. Due to his desire to lord it over material nature, he is put into such undesirable circumstances. Under the influence of material desire, the entity is born sometimes as a demigod, sometimes as a man, sometimes as a beast, as a bird, as a worm, as an aquatic, as a saintly man, as a bug. This is going on. And in all cases, the living entity thinks himself to be the master of his circumstances, yet he is under the influence of material nature. How he is put into such different bodies is explained here. It is due to association with the different modes of nature. One has to rise, therefore, above the three material modes and become situated in the transcendental position. That is called Krishna consciousness. Unless one is situated in Krishna consciousness, his material consciousness will oblige him to transfer from one body to another because he has material desires since time immemorial. But he has to change that conception. That change can be effected only by hearing from authoritative sources. The best example is here. Arjuna is hearing the science of God from Krishna. The living entity, if he submits to this hearing process, will lose his long-cherished desire to dominate the material nature, and gradually and proportionately as he reduces his long desire to dominate, he comes to enjoy spiritual happiness.
They are trying to dominate the material nature, the so-called scientists. But they do not know that they are under the domination of material nature. They are forgetting that. If you are more powerful, if you are dominating me, how I can dominate you? That they do not know. That we are under the domination of material nature. Janma mitu jara bhagi. The domination is manifest by four things: birth, death, old age and disease. I cannot dominate my birth, death, old age and disease, and I am trying to dominate over nature. That's foolishness. Big scientist, did he dominate over death? Professor Einstein, did not he die? Why if you could not find out any means that he will not die? What is the meaning of this science? If you are dominated by the laws of material nature, how you are thinking that you shall dominate over material nature? When death comes, can you dominate? No, I am scientist, just wait. No, he must die immediately. So where is your domination? You are dominated by material nature. That is the mistake of the present society, that everyone is being dominated by the material nature, and the so-called scientist is trying to dominate over material nature. How it is possible? Therefore it is said, Devidhisa gunamai mama maya durakya mami vija prabhadlante maya me kantanante. Find out this verse.
Gaudhyesha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam karantite. This divine energy of mind, consisting of the three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it.
But
the Supreme Personality of Godhead has innumerable energies, and all these energies are divine. Although the living entities are part of His energies and are therefore divine, due to contact with material energy, their original superior power is covered. Being thus covered by material energy, one cannot possibly overcome its influence. As previously stated, both the material and the spiritual natures, being emanations from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are eternal. Living entities belong to the superior, eternal superior nature of the Lord, but due to contamination by the inferior nature, matter, their illusion is also eternal. The conditioned soul is therefore called Nitya Bhagha, or eternally conditioned. No one can trace out the history of his becoming conditioned at a certain date in material history. Consequently, his release from the clutches of material nature is very difficult, even though that material nature is an inferior energy, because the material energy is ultimately conducted by the Supreme Will, which the living entity cannot overcome. Inferior material nature is defined herein as divine nature due to its divine connection and movement by the divine will. Being conducted by divine will, material nature, although inferior, acts so wonderfully in the construction and destruction of the cosmic manifestation. The Vedas confirm this as follows: Mayam tu prakritim vidyan, mayinam tu maheshwaram. Although maya, illusion, is false or temporary, the background of maya is the supreme magician, the personality of Godhead, who is Maheshwara, the supreme controller. Another meaning of guna is rope. It is to be understood that the conditioned soul is tightly tied by the ropes of illusion. A man bound by the hands and feet cannot free himself. He must be helped by a person who is unbound. Because the bound cannot help the bound, the rescuer must be liberated. Therefore, only Lord Krishna or his bona fide representative, the spiritual master, can release the conditioned soul. Without such superior help, one cannot be freed from the bondage of material nature. Devotional service or Krishna consciousness can help one gain such release. Krishna, being the Lord of illusory energy, can order this insurmountable energy to release the conditioned soul. He orders this release out of his causeless mercy upon the surrendered soul and out of his paternal affection for the living entity who is originally a beloved son of the Lord. Therefore, surrender unto the lotus feet of the Lord is the only means to get free from the clutches of the stringent material nature. The words Mam Eva are also significant. Mam means unto Krishna, Vishnu only, and not Brahma or Shiva. Although Brahma and Shiva are greatly elevated and are almost on the level of Vishnu, it is not possible for such incarnations of the Rajagun passion and the Tamagun ignorance to release the conditioned soul from the clutches of Maya. In other words, both Brahma and Shiva are also under the influence of Maya. Only Vishnu is the master of Maya. Therefore, he can alone give release to the conditioned soul. The Vedas confirm this in the phrase Tvameva Viditva, or freedom is possible only by understanding Krishna. Even Lord Shiva affirms that liberation can be achieved by the mercy of Vishnu. Lord Shiva says, Mukti Pradatta Sarvesham Vishnur Eva Nasanshaya. There is no doubt that Vishnu is the deliverer of liberation for everyone.
So everything is explained. If anyone wants to take advantage of it, you can take. The human civilization means everyone shall try to become first-class man. This is human civilization. Not to remain like animals. That attempt is lacking now. Here the civilization is that the dog is jumping, running, and human being is running in a motor car. And he's thinking he's more civilized than the dog. But the business is running. That's all. The dog is having sex on the street and the human being is having sex in a very nice decorated apartment. And that's what he's doing. But the business is the same. The dog is eating on the floor and the human being is eating in a very nice table, nice dish. That's what is like. That the business is eating. The dog is trying to defend itself by barking or by teeth and jaws, and the human being is trying to defend the society by atom bomb. But the business is defense. Therefore, Shastra says, Ahara Nidra Bhaya Manchanansa. Samana metat prasubhi narana. This business of eating, sleeping, mating and defending is common to the animal and to the man. The man, if he does not understand what he is, why he is suffering this material tribulations, then he remains cats and dogs. The cats and dogs, they cannot question. But human being can question. And he should take the answer from these books of knowledge. That is human life. Otherwise, so far eating, sleeping, sex and defense, that is common for the dogs and men. There is no difference. He is doing in his own way, we are doing it in our own way. But the business is the same. So, human being must go above these four beings. The fifth business. The fifth business is how to understand God. Otherwise, the bodily four businesses, that is common. So from childhood, if he stand up, then in future he will become first class.
Sometimes people complain that we don't give our children any right of free choice, that we train them in our own way.
This is nonsense to give free choice to the child. This is nonsense. Child should be protected. That is intelligence. That is the wrong type of consciousness. According to Vedic civilization, a child, a woman, a Brahmin, a cow, and an old man, they should be given protection. Not freedom, but protection.
At the same time, in that Time article, it discussed that about 50% of the crime was done by children under 18. And people are afraid even to go to the school.
Yes. They are not educated properly. Not only that, they are giving photograph. The children take small, yes, weapon, knife. An examination is held under police vigilance. This is the education.
Attracted to the message and responded and joined Krishna consciousness. Is there a special reason? what explanation do you have why some?
Yes, the special reason was, that was published in one paper, Voice, East.
Jewish Voice.
Yes. They wrote a very big article that we thought God is dead, but Swamiji has brought God in his kirtan. They wrote this article. They found God's presence in Hare Krishna mantra. This Brahmananda, he was attracted first.
The first one?
His photo was published in New York Times, dancing. He and another boy, Achyutananda, he is now in India. He is also sannyasi. These two boys were dancing hand to hand, and this was published in New York Times.
What I'm asking is, why could he understand?
Then he asked him why he why he became attracted and began to dance. He is present here. I did not ask him to come and dance.
Well, I was just, I cannot say exactly why. I was searching, however. I was looking for something better than what I had been doing.
His father predicted that this boy will become a pious man. He is not going to take up my business. Father His father is a very big, rich man running on factories. But he was disappointed that this my child will not be a factory worker. Is it not written?
Yes. Yes. Actually, we also say that in this Prabhupada's grace that he came here and he actually delivered a process which is nothing of his own manufacture. This chanting of Hare Krishna is a bona fide transcendental process. And Prabhupada has delivered it purely, so therefore it has great effect. And although it seems that there are only a few of us who are actually taking to this movement, we consider that we are representative of the whole world. Actually, this movement has now spread all over the world. I myself have been in Africa and the movement is even taking effect there. So we see that our movement is very important. We have members from practically every country, every religion, every kind of social group in the world. Therefore, we see great scope for this movement. And at the present moment, we are not getting so much help from governments, authorities, so many groups that could offer especially financial help, but having to do everything by ourselves. So therefore, our facilities are limited. If we had more facilities, certainly this movement would grow far more.
Depends on